was 5 years old, my brother Bernie took me to Frankenstein. James Wells, 1931, Frankenstein.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
I was scared out of my pants, stunned for the rest of my life. I had this view of this monster slowly turning, looking right at me.
In fact, the impact was so great that years later, Mel Brooks went on to make a movie spoofing it.
Werewolf.
Werewolf?
There.
What?
There, wolf. There, castle.
And now, at the age of 91, he's turned Young Frankenstein into a stage musical.
I just wondered where the surround was going.
We've come into the theatre today on the day the set has arrived, and we're looking at the stage. It's full of boxes at the minute. Where's the castle going
to
be?
There's never the whole castle. We don't have enough money to put the whole castle on stage. But the great big doors and the knockers, the great big knockers.
What knockers?
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
And the massive walls are stage right.
Mel Brooks has already enjoyed success on stage after adapting his own film, The Producers.
It's springtime for Hitler and Germany.
After I'd done The Producers and it was a big hit, and I was asked, what do you got next? So I decided Young Frankenstein because I could see the scenes on stage.
Including the famous scene when Monster and Maker tap dance together. When you look at the films you've made, Blazing Saddles, The Producers, Young Frankenstein, do you think you could get them made today?
No. No, I mean, maybe Young Frankenstein, maybe a few, but never Blazing Saddles, because we have become stupidly politically correct, which is the death of comedy. It's okay not to hurt feelings of various tribes and groups, and however, it's not good for comedy. Comedy has to walk a thin line, take risks. Comedy is the lecherous little elf whispering into the king's ear. Always telling the truth. Always telling the truth about human behavior.
How about some more beans, Mr. Taggart?
I'd say you've had enough.
You've been called the patron saint of going too far.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Where does that impulse come from?
I think it all started with my wanting to entertain people. I knew I was funny very early on. People would peer down into my crib and laugh. And I said, this is good. Funny is money. Somehow I put it together, right?
Is there anything that you wouldn't parody or send up?
Yes, there is. I personally would never touch gas chambers or the death of children or Jews and, you know, at the hands of the Nazis. Everything else is okay. Naked people, fine. I like naked people. They're usually the most polite.
And Mel Brooks is already planning his next project, a stage musical adaptation of Blazing Saddles.
It has so many numbers in it already.
When might we see it?
Well, Thursday, I think. I'm very fast, you know.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star.
How would you like to be remembered?
Taller, if possible. I don't want to be remembered as me, because I'm too short. Age has cut me down to 5'5" and a half or 5'6" and a half. I would like to be remembered as 6'2".